Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thank you for checking in. We've got a great show for you for this Friday, February 17th, 2012. This is our 494th episode. Got a lot of ground to cover. Today we're going to bring you some Hawaii vacation news, talking about hotels a lot. Also, if money was no object, what hotel would you choose to stay in if you were in the islands here? And also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach us by giving us a call at 1-800-843-8771. Also, all the social media channels, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at Aloha Bruce on Twitter. On Facebook, you can find us Hawaii.vacation or Hawaii Aloha Travel. Our YouTube channel is Mr. Bruce One. You can also catch it on iTunes and all the other podcatchers that are out there. So please stay in touch with us. We do love to hear from you. So if you have something for me to talk about, you'd like me to talk about, or you need some help with an itinerary, you need some second opinion. You know, you get a second opinion all the time from a doctor, right? It is kind of like a lot of work to figure out how to do a Hawaii vacation sometimes. Get in touch with me. I'll be happy to give you my 2 cents on what you're planning for your Hawaii vacation. Let's get into a little bit of news. Hawaii hotels had slightly higher occupancy rates last week than they did a year ago, while average room rates increased by 6%. Now, the average daily room rate is $198.70 here in the islands, and that's a 5.9% increase over a year ago. Kauai saw the greatest increase in occupancy over last year, but average daily room rates slipped by 2.5% to $195.19. And over on the Big Island, the average room rate is $197. On Maui, it's $252. And Oahu, $174, which is a 7.8% gain over last year. That's the highest in the state. So almost an 8% increase in hotel room rates for Oahu, which is what we've been talking a lot about here. And that's why we say get in touch with us. We'll try to get you the third night free, the fourth night free. Try to find where the specials is. You know, that's all we do here is book Hawaii. And so we're very, very omni-focused on these specials right now. So please give us a call and we can help you out with that. Along those lines, 2012 Traveler's Choice Romance Hotel Awards were out. And that's a survey done by Expedia. In that top 10 list, two hotels are from Hawaii. One is the Kōʻākea on Kauai, which I actually recommend a lot for honeymooners. Why? It's 5-star. They did a beautiful job renovating the property a couple years ago. They have a great meal program. It's not so busy. It's a quieter property. The beach there is gorgeous, and it's 5-star all the way. And I recommend it a lot there, and that's the reason why I like it, although I do love the Hyatt next door. So, you know, this is why it's important to tailor your vacation and tailor your hotel choice according to your needs. It's really important to let us know or let somebody know or really understand what your needs are and how a hotel would meet those needs. So that's the thing we would help you with as well. Kōʻākea was on the list. They were number one on this list, this 2012 list. And number five was the St. Regis up in Princeville, also renovated about a year ago. Gorgeous property. Really can't go wrong with either one of these. And interesting to see that in the top 10, it goes right down the list, many hotels on here. Number two, for instance, was the Starfish Manor Oceanfront Hotel. And that's actually in Oregon. Number two hotel on this choice is from Oregon. So it's an interesting list. And two hotels came in, and both are from Kauai. Congratulations to them over there. A couple of other housekeeping things. The Aqua Lotus Hotel, we've been told, is going through some renovations. All 51 guest rooms and the lobby are going to undergo renovation. They're going to spend $1.3 million on refurbishing and refreshing amenities and furnishings. Here, they say it'll be ready sometime this summer. So if you have reservations with that property, we'll be letting you know and give you alternatives if you don't want to stay there. But usually when they do these construction projects, they try their best to not disturb any of the guests while that's happening. Other little tidbits, airfares we're seeing going up again. Delta sent us an increase this week on our bulk airfares. We have to help folks lock those in. We just heard today that U.S. Airways and a couple of others are responding to higher fuel costs by raising their airfares a couple of bucks each way. We don't know what the damage will be for Transpac folks. And I tell you, you really got to get those fares when you can. Yaling was telling me yesterday she booked a family of four. The airfare that she was able to get from LAX and San Francisco to Honolulu was $440. 2 days later, the same airfare was $620. So it really, you know, you can't mess around. You can't just play the waiting game. Although sometimes, you know, it's hard to say if there will be a sale last minute. I mean, common sense tells you there will be, right? But sometimes it never happens. So you really have to be careful with that stuff. And that's why it's always good to have somebody like us on your side. Got to always make the pitch for Hawaii. Aloha Travel. Next thing I want to talk about is, you know, if money was no object, let's say you just had as much money as you could possibly need and you could stay at any hotel in Hawaii, where would you stay? Well, I asked this question of our Facebook users in a way of kind of getting a gauge of what hotels people really like here as perceive as five-star hotels. And one of the ones that came up a lot was the Royal Hawaiian, the Pink Palace, and understandably so. So it is a beautiful property, a lot of history. It is a five-star experience. Another one that came up, of course, was the Halekulani here on Oahu. But just wanted to give a couple of shout-outs to some folks who participated. Gail Gomes, for instance, she mentioned the Moana Surf Rider, and that's another one right there in Waikiki. Another one came in from Zane Lacton. I want to give a shout-out to Zane. And he said the Travassa Hana, which we've talked a lot about, the Travassa Hana, is down in the, you know, the Hana area on Maui. They have like bungalows, separate bungalows, and they're really spacious and beautiful, and it's like so serene. It's like really getting back to nature when you stay out there. Travassa Hana was one that he chose. A couple of people put the Disney Aulani here on Oahu as one of their choices. A lot of Four Seasons came out, but of all the Four Seasons, the one on the Big Island got the biggest votes. Which is actually that's my favorite hotel on the Big Island. I think it's probably, if I had to pick one hotel that I would stay at, if I had all the money in the world, it would be that property, and I'd be getting room service every night. And the Four Seasons Haolelei is what it's called. And again, the St. Regis up in Princeville, which you just talked about, came up also a couple of times. So I want to thank everybody for participating, and shout outs to those guys. I want to give a shout out to Jeff McKnight and Kathy Tarleton, who actually, Kathy, mention the Royal Kona Resort, which really should be on the list, and that is over in Kona. And unfortunately, it was wiped out during the last tsunami, you know, when we had that tsunami here, and it just got wiped out. And she mentioned the Kona Village Resort. I'm sorry, the Kona Village Resort, and it was the Hale Samoa that she was talking about, that particular Hale. That's probably one she stayed in a lot. Reminds us of just that wonderful property. And it was, that would have been a five-star. That would have been up there for me as well. So big mahalos. And I want to say thank you for participating on our Facebook page. And please get over to our Facebook page and get involved with that. Well, that's moving through our program here. We got to get to our packages. These are packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. Kind of trying to figure out what things are costing for Hawaii. This is an excellent segment for you. First one is for two people traveling April 29th to May 6th, coming in from Austin, Texas, going to Kauai. Kauai, they're going to be staying at the Kauai Marriott Resort and Beach Club. They got the pool view upgrade, and they got the fourth night free breakfast for two. They got this reduced rate on, we got this great deals on cars right now. They got a reduced car for a mid-sized car, and the total package price listed as $39.91, April 29th, May 6th. Congratulations to Joshua and Ashley. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Nay, thank you for being part of our Ohana, our family here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. And thank you to Abby. She's over at Extension 23. She's the one who booked that package for them. Next package is for four people traveling from Chicago to Honolulu. They're going to be staying at the Queen Kapi'olani Hotel in a Diamond Head view. They've got the lay greeting and transfers. Total package price on that one, $42.58, traveling August 15th to August 20th, $42.58, great deal. for four people. You really can't get much better than that. Congratulations to the Holly family, George, Angela, Heather, and Michael. Welcome to our Ohana. We do appreciate your business. We really do. And we're going to do everything I can to make sure you have a memorable vacation. And to Isabel, she's the agent that put that one together. She's over at Extension 37. And finally, we have a package here for two people traveling also from Chicago, coming here to Honolulu, staying at, leaving May 29th to June 1st, staying at the Aqua Aloha Surf and Spa in a moderate partial city view room. They've got the transfers, the lay greet. Total package price on that one, only $21.43. Now, there's a value, $21.43, May booking, the 29th to the 1st. Congratulations. Could that be right? Yeah, the 29th to the 1st, 5 nights. Congratulations to these folks, the McKees, Hester, and Flora. Thank you so much for your business. We do appreciate it. Big shout out to you and to Calais over at Extension 31. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Please remember to check out our Facebook page and also our website, hawaii-aloha.com. On there, you can get to all the links to our blogs, to our podcast, to all of our videos. Just lots of content, lots of information for you so you can learn everything there is to know about Hawaii. That's going to do it. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo. People come hungry for the